says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Yes, indeed.
We came from the west.
You're tuned in, folks. We are tuned into the American Freedom Party report, and Paul, George, and James here with you for the next hour. We'll take your calls, and I'm going to be more considerate of you callers and get you on here in this last hour. I've been making you wait. I apologize. Laura, you're still with us?
Yeah, all I was going to say was, the fact they put boys on Ritalin because they fidgeted in their desks. Now, if you remember, back when I was a girl, we had morning recess, we had afternoon recess, and we'd run for 15 minutes, you know? Everybody came back exhausted. Nobody was fidgeting in their desk. So they set the boys up because they stopped recess, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's boy, you know, This is what Donald Trump tapped into, is folks like us who, you know, we remember when America was great, and the French remember when France was great, and the Germans and the Brits and the Swedes, they remember when their countries were great, and the Italians, and we want it back. And it's a very modest proposal, as Sam Dixon said. What we want is not racism. We're not racist. It's not anti-Semitic. We're not anti-Semites. We simply love our people, and we feel the duty to leave a patrimony. The patrimony that was left to us, we feel the moral responsibility to leave it to our descendants and not let our, you know. Well, I like what Steve King said, Paul. Did you catch those comments from Congressman Steve King? Western.
Yeah, other people's babies. Well said.
Yeah, right. My gosh. That doesn't make Steve King a racist. It doesn't make him an anti-Semite. It makes him a proud man.
It sure makes him a pariah with the other side. And I like it. I mean, he's thrown. We don't talk about, I don't know, we don't talk about it enough, James, but, you know, the other side has many agendas. Many agendas, making us poor, XYZ, dominating the world. But I'm telling you, sports fans, at the very top of that is emasculating the white race, emasculating white America. When a king says things like that, that is the most heinous, unspeakable thing he could say to the left wing.
Yeah, that was just pure poetry, unbelievable, and it is part of the Trump phenomenon that Steve King could say that. Oh, and then he went on television not once but multiple times, challenged by the talking heads. Are you going to take this back? Are you going to get on your knees right now? And Steve King said, "Hey, forget about it. I meant what I said."
Right.
I know between him and Geert Wilders telling the Muslims that, you know, we don't want you. James, imagine if anyone in the United States in a corporate job got on the air and said, you know, Islam is inferior. We don't want more Islam. We want less. Tick, 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 you're fired. That's the way it would work anywhere in corporate America.
And Geert Wilders was very blunt to the Turks. He said, you don't fit in. You're not Europeans. Your religion is not compatible with the religion and beliefs of the West. Sorry. You just don't fit in. And it's so refreshing. And something I mentioned on the Trump phenomenon, I think on Friday, but very, very sad situation where a great Canadian videographer who makes a fair deal of his money because he's had job after job stolen from him by the Zionists, who are basically driven them out of productive work. Brian Moore was renting out a facility to an outfit called Air BRB. That's Air Bed and Breakfast. Where you know, if you're looking for, you want to travel, let's say to your place in North Dakota, Jamie, you go on Airbnb and say, okay, I would like a place. And then you would list up there, Jamie, and you'd say, well, look, I've got a bedroom and I'll provide you with accommodations for the night and breakfast in the morning. And this is the cost overnight. And then, I would pay BNB, and then less a certain percentage that they transfer the money to you. It's all very nice, very efficient. It's going on all over the place. Travelers who don't want to spend to go to pricey impersonal hotels, etc. Well, my good videographer friend. Brian was cut off as of Friday, not because he'd ever mistreated any guest or anything, but because of his videos, very critical of Zionism. I mean, just the most ruthless persecution of people. Our people being persecuted by, I don't know.
And folks, we may have, Paul, you know, we may have come right to the edge of a precipice. Numerous commentators have used different metaphors, edge of a precipice. We came down to the last minute of the last hour with Donald Trump. It was that future of being persecuted, having our jobs taken away, our livelihood being jailed. Folks, we Americans don't realize this. People are in jail in Europe for having a modest opinion. Just having an opinion can put you in jail in Europe. And Geert Wilders, boy, did he step up to defend the right of people to have an opinion.
The way you just said it, James, if anyone other than Geert Wilders had said that, or if anyone in Germany had said that, they would be in the clink right now.
Yes. Now let's listen. Let's listen to Geert Wilders. I can't play this enough times. These sterling moments that have occurred. And let me add this. You know, as you know, we here on this show, you know, I don't know, however, we were blessed with understanding this early on that Donald Trump was the real deal. But, you know, it wasn't a guaranteed thing that our European cousins would see the same on this. It was possible that the old rivalries, the old jealousies would kick in and, you know, maybe Marine Le Pen wouldn't be that crazy about Donald Trump.
And you're right. It hasn't happened. The other side's terrified because, geez, the entire white political world is united.
Yes. That what we saw in this audience and on this show, folks, somehow through the language barrier and all of this, Marine Le Pen saw the same thing in Donald Trump. Geert Wilders saw the same thing. Nigel Farage saw the same thing. Not only did they see the same thing, they were swept up in the enthusiasm that we all feel. Nigel Farage has pretty much almost relocated himself to America. Marine Le Pen, I still want to know the mystery of her showing up in the ice cream shop in Trump Tower, in the basement of Trump Tower. She loves Donald Trump. Geert Wilders loves Donald Trump. Let's listen to Geert Wilders talk about this. This is amazing, folks, that everybody at the same time got it. All of the key people. All of the key people.
Just before you do, I'll get a report from here. Both the, of course, the leftists and the middle of the liberal and even the conservative press, much of it in most of it in England and France, absolutely hysterically against Donald Trump, a figure of utter hatred and ridicule, a madman, and so on. You wouldn't believe the hostility, except from the nationalists in and the populace in England and France. But it's scary, the hostility here. Believe me, Jamie.
Yes, and it's wonderful on our side. You know, what we're not hearing from Geert Wilders or Marine Le Pen, their enthusiasm for Donald Trump. I mean, she's openly saying to audiences in France, we need here in France what Donald Trump has brought to America. She's just openly saying that. Now, that's, folks, if you kind of follow French-American relations in the last 100 years, that's a very unusual thing for a French leader to score points with the French people by saying, vive l'America. That's not the usual discussion in France. There's a kind of listen to this. Listen to Geert Wilders, the Dutchman. This is, we can't listen to this enough times. Here he goes.
Today, I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it. You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights, are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us. You are not welcome here.
Oh, that is so good.
if anyone in the American Civil Service had said that, their career would instantly end, and they'd have 25 lawsuits and be on the verge of going to prison. So thank God for Geert Wilders. He speaks for me.
And the next day.
And, not to underestimate, he's being charged under Holland's hate laws. We are in an absolute war, not only against the invaders from the Third World, but against the utter traitors in our own midst. You know,
yes.
It's Dutchmen with blonde hair and blue eyes that are trying to throw Geert Wilders into prison. You know, as my good friend, the Canadian political prisoner, dissident, citizen journalist Brad Love says, the person who's going to rat me out will be, to the cops will be a white man. The cops will come around and arrest me will be white. The useless, no good public defender who I don't want but will be imposed on me to defend me will be white. The crown attorney who will prosecute me will be a white woman. The judge who will send me, who will convict me, will be white. And the prison guards who will haul me off to the clink will be white. I don't totally agree with
James,
him on this.
Paul, I love your message because that's what the pure white nationalist movement thumps over and over and over. They point the finger and say 90% of the entire white race is in fantastic cowardice, what you just described, ratting out their own people. It's disgusting.
He was ratted out a few months back because he allegedly said on the job site, look, if I ever got a machine gun, I'd go and do such and such. Well, it's just a lot of hot talk. I wouldn't agree with saying that, but that's what he said. It wasn't some black guy or some Jew who went off and ratted him out to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. It was a fellow white person.
Here's the sea change, Paul. Here is the sea change, the paradigm shift. in crowd behavior. You know, we white people, you know, we function in crowds just like everybody else. The change in crowd behavior is exemplified by Steve King. Steve King wasn't saying these things. Well, actually, he was saying a few of these things before Trump. Steve King's a very gutsy guy. Some of these things he said back in 2013. But the white folks, Geert Wilders, all of this nationalism, this patriotism, is coming out all at the same time. And so the picture doesn't look so bleak. That is that the next day after Geert Wilders said what you just heard, he received the second highest vote total in the Dutch presidential elections. And the only guy who topped him in vote totals named Rutte, R-U-T-T-E, he got his votes by stealing a lot of Geert Wilders' message. Rutte just spun on a dime and did a 180 and started spouting off things off of the Geert Wilders platform, which, you know, enough Dutch people bought that they voted for him. But Geert Wilders' message won, and Rutte's party lost seats. Wilders' party gained seats in the Dutch legislature. So, you know, it's becoming it's what Merle Haggard's singing about, and Gretchen Wilson, you know, the politically incorrect. We're not the tiny minority that we once may have felt we were. These feelings of patriotism and wanting to get our country back, these have been burning in the hearts of white people, lots of them, for decades. And Donald Trump, he strode out onto the stage of life and just said some things. And he said them brashly, the way Merle Haggard says these things, the way Geert Wilders just said them, not holding back. He just brashly said certain things, and he peppered his commentary with a few working man type words and terms. You know, when he thought people should go to hell, he said, "Go to hell."
What Geert Wilders was saying is, you don't belong. I mean, you may be okay. We can trade with you. We can, have tourism with you. We don't have to be hostile. But sorry, you're not Europeans. You just don't fit. And this is the headspace we have got to encourage and fast. Now, Donald Trump got us close to that when he was saying back there after the massacre in San Bernardino in December 2015 that Muslims would have to be kept out of America on a short-term basis until the government could figure out how to sort them out. Now, that's kind of sneaky. How do we sort them out? Who knows? I don't know.
Well, but Donald Trump
don't know.
But Donald Trump,
they don't fit.
The paradigm shift that Donald Trump did in his executive orders, he said, this is just so beautiful, and you know the media isn't covering it, so America is not appreciating it. Donald Trump said the standard will be how do we decide and who will we let into our country? Can you imagine this? He said we will let into our country only people who love America and love us.
Yeah, not ones who consider that we're the great Satan. Or that we have to be converted to Allah, or no? I mean, if you're not culturally compatible, sorry, as they say in Australia, piss off. It's our backyard.
Yeah. Now this is just one of the standards that Donald Trump, has put in there. He's now put it in an executive order out of the Oval Office. If you don't love America, you're not welcome. And he's got a long list of other things that what is called extreme vetting. We'll come back to extreme vetting and your calls right after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's you out there in our audience. That's all Merle Haggard felt about you. It's a shame he's not here to appreciate what's happened. And, you know, speaking about, you know, reveling in those wonderful words of Geert Wilders, I just learned something during the break here, Paul and George, that's sobering and makes the point that we, you know, we were on the edge of a precipice when Trump was elected. And, you know, how far back from that edge are we? No, we're still close to a precipice, folks. Listen to this about Geert Wilders. I didn't know this. He was raised in a Catholic family, a farmer in Holland. And but guess what his life is like? Let's talk about courage. And by the way, I want to add the courage of Donald Trump. because this, what I'm going to describe to you about Geert Wilders right now is also true, actually probably in spades, of Donald Trump. Imagine how much, I want you to imagine the bravery that Donald Trump has to have to do what he's doing. Listen to what Geert Wilders has to do in Holland. I didn't know this, gentlemen. Geert Wilders is constantly accompanied by a permanent security detail of about six plainclothes police officers and does not receive visitors unless they are cleared in advance, thoroughly searched and escorted at every moment. He lives in a state-provided safe house, which is outfitted to be bulletproof. It is heavily guarded by police and has a panic room. He is driven from his home every day to his offices in Parliament in an armored police vehicle and wears a bulletproof vest. His office is located in the most isolated corner of the Dutch Parliament building and was chosen because potential terrorists can get to it through only one corridor, making it easier for his bodyguards to repel an attack. He is married to Christina Marfai, a former diplomat of Hungarian origin, get this, with whom he can only meet once every week due to security concerns. The restrictions on his life because of this, he said, are, quote, a situation that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, unquote. And there's more. There's more to it than that. And they have actually apprehended terrorists in possession of hand grenades who are trying to get close to Geert Wilders. So, my gosh, does that make me appreciate that kind of courage all the more?
And this is in the gentle Netherlands. He has to constantly wear a bulletproof vest. He's protected by the Secret Service bodyguards. And from what? Crazy Dutchmen? Guys or women with blonde hair and blue eyes? No. The invader, Islamic terrorists, they're the ones that kill him. You know, I was on the promenade along in Vieux-Port and that's the old port where a lot of the tourist ships come, and there, you know, artists will pay, you know, will do, and so on. Very beautiful, picturesque area. And what do I see? Dozens of armed French soldiers with their rifles at the ready. But why? It's Islamic terror. I mean, we are being invaded and we are being terrorized. You know, when our own leaders, regardless of political strife, have to live in protective, almost protective.
We'll come back. Come back to Paul's thought right after this break, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on for the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
I'm going to go to our callers here, and with a big thank you to Paul Fromm, who's staying up late in Marseille, France, for our final 27 minutes here of the American Freedom Party Report. And let me just do a little housekeeping here. Who brings you this show? Well, it's the American Freedom Party. And you can find the American Freedom Party at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And we are trying to exemplify the point made in today's show that Donald Trump can't do it all by himself, one man. He needs our help. So the American Freedom Party, we are attempting to be as much help as we can be. This radio show, John Stadtmiller's network, being as much help as it can be in making America great again. And the let us go now to some callers. Let me go to Barbara Ann in my former domicile, the great state of Missouri. You're on the air, Barbara Ann.
Hi. I want to tell you why I'm really glad that President Trump is putting up the wall against the illegals. Now, this is a true story. It was in Vegas. I used to listen to an old, it was an old radio family station called KDWN. And at night they had, it was just about getting rid of the illegals in Vegas, just for 2 hours. It was a two-hour show. And I think you'll get a chuckle out of this because they said that they asked us to get a brick and send it to our representative and our senator and tell them, we will provide the bricks, get the wall, get the labor, and send the bricks over there, you know? Well, anyways, while I was at the Cashman Center on Las Vegas Boulevard, there was a White People's Party, and I was just new in this, and I heard the word white, so I signed up. And what happened was, after this, 85,000 illegal Mexicans without a permit, they can assemble even on work time talking Spanish, and we don't even know. They walk down the street, pregnant, five kids, strollers. The schools and the jobs give them time off. Even the casinos in Vegas would advertise on the radio, racist discrimination. They would say, Hispanics only. We have a great job. We will give you good pay, medical, citizenship, free buffets, and money for a home. In other words, if you're white. Need not apply. So the White People's Party sent me a postcard, and I went on my first protest. And there were only eight of us. It was maybe a week later on Las Vegas Boulevard. But I want you to listen to this carefully because this is going to give you an insight of what really goes on, okay? All right, so we were all lined up on Vegas Boulevard, and in the middle of the street, there was this, like, grass. The TV cameras were right alongside me, and suddenly appears Vegas police, SWAT team, National Guard, snipers on roof. And I turned to the guy that had the news and I went, these people are all non-white. You've got this whole army here. There's only eight of us. Think of this as our future, okay? Now, okay, so we started a protest and Bill O'Sullivan had his megaphone and he goes, all Mexicans back to Mexico. Well, I was scared because I thought it was just illegal. But I stood there. Like I see, I made it on national television, but I stayed with it. I didn't give up and run away or something. You know what I mean? And then what? There were these counter-protesters in the middle. There was a man with three women, and then they brought in a Mexican doing an Indian dance, saying it belonged to them. And they were inciting us to get violent. But like I say, we were surrounded by I can't tell you, ask Bill O'Sullivan how many we were surrounded by. Now, here's
Barbara
the
Ann? Yeah, go ahead, Barbara. Get, go to your like your concluding point there. Go ahead.
Yeah. At the end, the leader of the counter-protester came up to the cameraman next to me, okay? And he came to chat with me, and I asked his name. Coming from Poland, I knew he was Jewish, and he confirmed it. The Jewish media, the Jewish counter-protesters, the Mexican actors, and all non-whites surrounding us. So what do you think of that?
Well, Barbara, Ann, I'll tell you what I think of that. I remember that particular time and that particular context there. What you're reciting there illustrates very well the change, the huge, huge change that Donald Trump has brought. Donald Trump, the little tiny little bunches of people that would protest the immigration invasion in years past has been superseded by crowds of 35,000 people. Just Donald Trump can raise such a crowd at the snap of his fingers. And uh-huh. And also the treatment of opposition to the immigration invasion as being kooky or dangerous or requiring SWAT teams, that has totally changed. Donald Trump, I mean, this is so obvious. It's right in front of our eyes. He is the president of the United States. There's something that he did that we didn't do in decades past that worked. And so there's a great lesson to be learned. on how you can sell nationalism. You can sell defending your own people to your own people, and they will buy it. They will enlist. Mm-hmm. They will participate. So it's a great, let's hope that those days of being eight people on a corner and with SWAT teams present. And see, white folks didn't want to participate in that. You know, your neighbors didn't want to participate in that. They saw that on the evening news to great effect. Okay, so eight people decided to protest their own displacement and dispossession in their own country. And what do they get? They get a SWAT team and, tens of thousands of illegals screaming at them. Who wants to be part of that? You know?
Right.
It's like Geert Wilders said, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. The message across to tens of millions of white folks, and also, you know, just put it in there, David Clark is not white, the black sheriff of Milwaukee, but why does he love Donald Trump? Why does Stephen Miller, the Jewish top aide to Jeff Sessions, a lot of people don't know this, Stephen Miller is Jewish. He was the top advisor to Jeff Sessions, who is the best patriot senator on immigration. Stephen Miller was his brain trust. One of the first things that Jeff Sessions did is he transferred his top man, Stephen Miller, over to Donald Trump. And that's where Stephen Miller is today, a great Jewish patriotic American who wants to make America great again and wants to build that wall. Donald Trump has got the... Well, I'm making the point with Sheriff Clark. Why is Sheriff Clark so enthusiastic about Donald Trump? Why is a Jewish Stephen Miller so enthusiastic about Donald Trump? Because his brand of nationalism is one that it's going to help Sheriff Clark's family. It's going to make Sheriff Clark's neighborhood safer. And it's going to make his country a better place to live for everybody who's in America. And Sheriff Clark understands that we're not a bloc party, that we don't need all of Africa to move to America. That doesn't help Sheriff Clark, and so on. But anyway, that's an interesting anecdote. I remember that time, and I remember that atmosphere, and I'm glad, and I hope it's permanently behind us, Barbara Ann.
Well, you know what? I think you can see now when I call in and say that I love Donald Trump. Never in my wildest dreams, when I was first starting out, it was hopeless to think that anybody would even conceive of actually putting up a wall. It was so far, and my dream came true. Came true. 10 years of, ahead of my time, but can you see why I'm so happy? Just one of the reasons.
Well, okay? A lot of the atmosphere of the nationalist movement, 10, 20 years ago, was faced with that kind of psychological hopelessness. So a lot of a lot of people were talking about, finding a cave somewhere in Montana or, mm-hmm. a mountaintop, with gun ports in it and so on. So this is, thank goodness we're back in the realm where we can actually take our country back. Barbara, thank you so much for calling in. Let me
thank you,
get a few. Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Let's go to Dennis is back with us. Dennis in Florida. Are you still there? Dennis is gone. Let's go to Ramsey in the great nation of Canada.
Hello?
Yes, Ramsey. What's on your mind?
Hi, sir. I just want to make 2 points. An hour ago, almost 2 hours now, you were talking about Islam and somebody made the argument that Islam is like a violent, barbaric religion and it's based on the principles of Islam. And you talked about the occupation of Spain and the...
Yes, and what's the point you want to make, Ramsey?
You see, sir, I'm just saying, I disagree with that, because It's just like a person saying Christians killed so many people, including Christians, like in World War One, World War Two, or occupation of Africa or whatever, and says Christianity is barbaric and violent. And that's completely nonsense. Like, it's the these were all done based on ideologies, not based on
Ramsey,
religion.
Ramsey, let me ask you a question. Do you think, let me ask you a question, Ramsey. Hang on, Ramsey.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Do you think that, let's say, London, for instance, right now, London is, I guess, on the edge of being a majority Muslim city. London has a Pakistani Muslim mayor now. I believe the majority of school children in France in the lower elementary grades are Muslim. I'm not sure on that fact, but it's getting there. The most popular name, first name in England and France for new babies is Mohammed. Now, do you think that, we white folks are 10% of the world's population or thereabouts? So we've got about 7 billion non-white people in the world. Who do you think we can let all those people come into our white nations, including 1.3 billion Muslims? And do you think that's all going to work out fine?
No.
Do you think?
Well, see, sir, wait a minute.
But Ramsey, here's the point. The point is this: we want our nations for ourselves. Okay.
Yes, I totally agree.
Hang on. Actually, I don't give a fig about Islam. I wish I didn't have to even think about it. The only reason I have to think about it is that hundreds of millions of Muslims want to live in my country and Paul's country and George's country. Yes. We don't want to live in their countries. There aren't any hundreds of millions of white people trying to crowd into Pakistan or Iraq or Nigeria, which is largely Muslim. People don't realize it. Or Ghana, which is largely Muslim now. We're not invading their country, okay? So the point is this. Invasion is not okay. It's illegal, by the way. You know, that all that invasion is illegal. It's a felony. It's not okay. I have neighbors around me. I don't make it a practice when I'm hungry or I need something to go sneak into their houses and rummage around and see if I can find a bicycle I can use or some cash or some jewelry.
Teacher, I agree with you. Teacher, I'm talking about the theory. My point is that people that say that Muslims are Islam is a violent religion or barbaric, I disagree with that, but you're talking about the Pakistanis in London. I agree with you. Pakistanis don't belong in London at all, and we have Pakistanis here in Canada too. These people are like from another planet. You should go back to Pakistan. I agree with you. I'm just saying the conduct of the religion is not the issue here. It's the problem that these people came there and practiced their cultures and damaging our cultures and so on.
What was that chef that said? Was kick it up a notch? I'm going to kick it up another notch on you. It's not that they practice their cultures; it's that they are who they are. Okay.
Yeah.
People from Indonesia are Indonesians, and they have a country. It's called Indonesia. If they were the most peaceful people in the world, if they had the highest IQ in the world, if their IQ was 20 points higher on average than ours. If they worked 20% harder than we do, if they were in every way virtuous, those Indonesians do not belong in America. The point
I agree.
So that's the point. We're not trying to prove that Islam is violent and that's why we don't want them. If Islam were very peaceful, your premise, Islam maybe is overall, I don't agree with you, is peaceful. We still don't want them. We still don't want them just as much as we did before. The point is, this is our country. And all these people crowding in don't belong here. And I like that you agree with that. I don't want to debate whether Islam is this or Islam is that. As I said, I'd rather not even think about it. I'm compelled to think about it by the urgent arrival of hundreds of millions of these people who want to live in my country. They have to be repelled.
You see, and also, so another thing, I think George or said that in the first hour that I don't care about the Zionists, this and that. You see, so how can you say something like that? You see, sir, it's the Jewish Zionists that made the immigration law, the multiculturalism law, the diversity garbage, and they support all the refugees coming in. They support all the and they're the ones who made all the hate speech laws. See, you mentioned Geert Wilders.
Ramsey?
Geert Wilders is having.
Ramsey, was Ted Kennedy a Jew?
Sorry?
Was Ted Kennedy a Jew? Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, was he Jewish? No, Ted Kennedy.
I don't know his background.
But Ramsey, well, I can tell you his background. The point is, he's one of the co-sponsors of the fatal 1965 Immigration Act. It's not all just Jewish perfidy.
You see, sir, it was a guy named Jacob Schiff.
Hang on. Oh, don't go to Jacob Schiff. We'll be back right after this break, folks. Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Why don't we liberate these United States?
We're the ones who need it worst.
Hey, we're back, folks.
The rest of the world,
we've got very limited time. And I just hit upon a gem, a beautiful note on which to end today's program. So we'll have to kind of just fade out here. I don't know if we'll be able to take another call. But let me share this with you. This is just a beauty. You'll love this. I think you're dreaming. This is news today. President Donald Trump brought Senator Rand Paul to his Virginia golf course today, Sunday, to talk health policy with the outspoken critic of the failed plan to repeal and replace so-called Obamacare.
I do like it.
Yeah. The outing to Trump National Golf Club came hours after Trump tweeted that talks on replacing the law have been going on and will continue on such until such time as a deal is hopefully struck. He added that anyone who thinks the effort is dead does not know the love and strength in our party. He just uses the letter R.
I think he's right.
Trump golfed and discussed policy with Rand Paul. And if you don't know his background, Rand Paul is like his father, a medical doctor, an ophthalmological surgeon.
And a scratch golfer, too.
Well, I didn't know that. And Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, former congressman, said White House spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham. Paul came out strongly against the House GOP legislation and its collapse, humiliated Trump. Now, this is all written in a left-wing news outlet here, so that's their word, humiliated Trump in the early days of his administration.
I don't think he humiliated Trump.
Not at all. After their golf excursion, Rand Paul struck a positive tone. So this is all happening today, folks, calling it a great day with the president. Well, that's a great day for me when those two guys can say that sort of thing. Rand Paul said, I continue to be very optimistic that we are getting closer and closer to an agreement on replacing Obamacare, said the Kentucky senator, who fell to Trump in the 2016 Republican presidential primary. And it was some pretty rough sledding in there, folks. This is wonderful to hear. Because Donald Trump and Rand Paul were not feeling the love during the primaries. Trump talked about his efforts to move forward on health care in an interview with the Financial Times, published online today, Sunday. On the recent defeat, Trump said, quote, I don't like to lose, but that wasn't a definitive day. They are negotiating as we speak, unquote. Of course, that means he's negotiating, too. Trump said the bill was pulled because, quote, I didn't want to take a vote. It was my idea, unquote. It was pulled, by the way, 30 minutes before the scheduled vote. He said, quote, one way or the other, I promised the people great health care. We are going to have great health care in this country, unquote. Great way to send off the show. Paul, thank you so much there in Marseille, France.
Very welcome.
Staying up till midnight with us.
And thanks to John for popping in.
Yes, thank you, John Stapmiller. And thank you, Brother George. We'll see you all Monday night from 9 to 10 p.m. right here.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.